I really want to watch a movie with you guys on stream. And we did just get that on the PO Box stream. We got a mystery VHS that got sent. And I kind of want to hook that up and watch it. I also really want to watch the Bionicle movie with you guys. And we got that hella modded GameCube. I really want to do a GameCube stream, like some sort of maybe drunk monkey ball or like grid stream monkey ball with it or something. It's your birthing video. I have a question for you guys. My mom growing up, you just unlocked a deep memory for me. Growing up, my mom constantly was like, do you want to watch yourself being born? I have the tape. And I obviously, I always was like, fuck no. Like, why are you even off? And she would always, well, I have the video. God, no. Right? Is that, first off, is that just me? Do you guys want to see it? Look at it, son. We can watch it. You know, I'll do the dream thing. I'll sell a flash drive with it on it. We'll do a fuck charity auction. We'll do a me auction. My dad in the 90s and early 2000s, my dad was the most 90s dad with a VHS video camera. I'm talking over the shoulder 90s dad. And he, first off, can't watch any of those home videos without getting emotional because, you know, trauma. Like happy, sad, whatever it is. But my dad filmed everything. I mean, there is so little footage of my father from the years of 1990 to like 2005 because he was always behind the camera. And like every birthday, every Christmas, first day of school, like not even real hot, like, oh, it's Tuesday. Got the big ass camera. Just been walking around parties, seeing, like, dude, it's crazy. And you know, unfortunately, one of those things was a down Main Street POV of both my brother and I getting pushed out. I don't know what my dad is a you know, he I feel like him growing up in the Middle East made him treat birth the same way like a farm animal gives birth. You know, where it's just he's medically okay with everything that's happening because, you know, it's happening because, you know, Allah made it so. So there's there's a beauty or whatever. But my man was just. They're going to want to see this one day. It's a full I've never seen the footage. But according to what my mother has said. My father just filmed the whole thing for both my brother and I. Wubby birth stream when? I want everybody to just take a second. Think about what you're asking for, okay? Really. Would you watch clips of our home movies? I would, but I don't think it would be as interesting as you think. I don't think watching y'all's home videos would be as interesting. Oh, we get to see naked Wubby. All right, I'm banning you. That's 24 hours minimum. That's crazy. You might win worst chatter of the year just now from that. And we're in January. That's crazy. That's insanity. Maybe do like America's Funniest Home Videos. Okay, now hold on. Maybe we got some content here. Okay, wait a minute now. That could be something interesting. The problem I see is that a lot of people might struggle to get their home videos digital. Not a lot of people have the setup or the understanding or the care to get home videos digitized. All of mine are on fucking VHSs, bro. You know what I mean? It's I doubt even a portion of chat is that interesting. Yeah, true. I used to eat coins when I was a kid and I threw them up.
I was 11 and watching random VHS in my basement. Unfortunately, watched 5 seconds of my dad ramming my mom in their sex tape.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's crazy. That is... Was it hot? No. Oh, my God. Why did you use the term ramming? Your parents are crazy for making VHS sex tapes. That's fucking... What was it labeled? Like, was it intertwined with, like, Nicole's fourth birthday? And then it just... You know how, like, old VHS is cuts and it's just... boom, 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 boom. Happy birthday. Like, damn. That's crazy, bro. Jump scared by your dad's balls. Yeah, if
you ever give up streaming, could we watch your birth video but played in reverse so you get put back in?
Bro, y'all are fucking insane, dude. Y'all are actually
It was labeled
insane.
Our visit to Mount Rushmore.
Stop.
I can top that. I found an old VHS of my mother looking at and commenting on a man's dick, and that man was not my father.
That's, can I be honest with you? That's not worse. Like, at all. I would rather watch 15 hours of my mother commenting on whatever she wants to comment on, as opposed to watching my parents rail each other. Like, have you lost your mind? That's not worse. I'm sorry. Like, the only thing that does is remind me that your mom's a human being. The other one is like, oh my God! I said that Asmund fumbled at the 1 yard line, but now we have a viewer that fumbled at the 1 yard line. This person posted on the subreddit, swiped right because he was a web cub. What the fuck is this? So first off, I want to give credit to this lovely lady who posted on the subreddit. She added what this guy said, and she was kind enough to scribble out the names, and we stand that. We stand a queen who we can laugh at this guy's fumble but not dox him, because I would have had to remove the post if you did that, and now we get a laugh at it. Right out the gate, I'm going to thank you for that, because now we get to enjoy this because you blurred who it is. Because, I mean, it would be very, very not... This guy's life would be probably ruined by having an autistic episode in this girl's DM. So, anyway, this girl... apparently got hit up, okay, by someone. And he said, nice smile. Love the opening. Great opening. With a photo of her tits. Okay, bro. All right. But guess what? Here's the thing, right? You were swinging properly because she said, oh, wait a minute. Are you a cub? Are you a wub cub? So you're a... Bro, you are in! She didn't go, what the fuck? Don't talk to me. Yada, yada. She said, oh, are you a cub? Brother. I assume you're an adult. This is an adult, okay? We have a consenting adults. The conversation's going. All you gotta do is walk to first base. You're there. It's open. So what happened? Oh, you're a cub? Yeah, I like Pay Money Wubby. Holy shit! My brother, if you needed more confirmation that it was wide open... She hit you with a holy shit, pure excitement. She's not weirded out. She's engaging. You're talking. Okay. So far, so good. It's working. Hi. Boom. Wants the conversation to continue. So what do? Wide open, honey with the titties. You're ready to go. Howdy. Okay. I'm not mad at a howdy. I started watching him not that long ago. My friend introduced me to him with a gummy bear video. Good video. Okay. And then... I don't want to read it, bro. I can't even look at it. I can't even look at it. I really can't even look at it.
This dude is thinking hard about the situation at the tallest bridge in his city.
Nah, bro, we blurred your name. It ain't like that, bro. It ain't like that. I gotta really talk to you here. I'll buy boob pics if you want. Oh, and that's it. She stopped. And then you know what she did? She took this and she went, that's really creepy. I'm gonna post that on the subreddit. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Wubby, I'm the girl in the DMs.
Hi. Okay. I thought you had more to say. Hi. Oh man, I saw this post today and it hurt me so deeply because you were so in. Now let me be clear. I'm not saying that like it's something weird that this girl owed you sex or something like that, but she was talking and you were having a conversation. You had the in, you both liked Wubby, which means at the very least, you have a similar sense of humor. You know what's crazy about this too? Brother scared off the potential conversation, whatever it was. He scared off the potential for free tits
at the
prospect to pay for tits. He scared off potential free for the chance to pay. It's not even that it was a rookie mistake. It's that I feel like that's a seasoned mistake. I feel like this is someone whose brain has been wired incorrectly. You know what I mean? My God, dude, what happened? Maybe he's a pay pig. Then take it slow, my brother. God damn. Believe it or not, my man, believe it or not, like, There is sex in this world that is not paid. I'm going to blow your mind, dude. There are some people who just want to have sex. Okay, I'm not saying that's her. I'm not jumping to any conclusion. Was it Dwayne? Obviously, it was Dwayne. I mean, I saw the uncensored DMs. It was obviously Dwayne. And I'm not saying that this woman wanted that at all. I'm just saying these DMs, they make my butthole pucker, bro. It was what every... And also, dude, all the comments on this are so funny. Oh, boy. Farm that L. Oh, no. What an absolute fumble, dumb bastard. Disgraceful fumble. Oh, no. Oh, no. Bro had it in great. Bro had a great in. It would have been so easy to talk about Wubby for 10 minutes, then swap to a new topic. Okay, hey, this guy has sex with women. This comment right here, you're saying too much, bro. You're giving it all away right now. You mean you could have a conversation with this woman? Whoa, buddy, slow down. That you're telling him too much here. You're giving up all the secrets. Yeah, you could like actually talk. It's crazy. Say less. It's so true. That's the honestly, I hear about that. Okay. Use me. I'm cool with that. Use me as an, you know what? Chat. It was in the comments or it was a post on here. Someone was like, oh, I met my current girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever through knowing Wubby. Bro, I don't give a fuck. Tell people, dude, if it gets you further, tell whoever. This is a message to women. This is a message to men. You can tell them that you work for me. Tell them I'm your best friend. Tell them I'm your cousin. I don't give a fuck, dude. I'll open up the Cameo again and I'll start sending videos out. Hey, what's up, Franklin? Cousin Franklin. What's good, dude? Hope everything's going well. Love you, man. Stay safe. Just tell him you are me. I don't, you know, whatever. Just go for it. Hey, babe, I mod for what? No, that's too low, bro. You can't mod. You got to say you're my father. Oh, you're a fan of Wubby? I'm actually his dad. Can I put you on my resume? Bro, yes. I'm serious. Put me on your resume and put my business email as a contact. I'll lie. I want you. That's unethical. I'm getting you. Bro, that's unethical. I talked about nuking babies out of women's uteri. You think unethical? What if they asked to meet you? He died. He died in a forest. He got lost in a fire that he lit in a forest that he lit. Stop. You're overthinking it. Okay. Yeah, let's Wubby Sevens in chat for our boy here, our fallen boy. My man, if I could give you any advice, first off, shouts out to you. You did great. Thanks for that. We appreciate you. Thank you for not making me having to delete it, okay? With that being said, hey, brother, here's some advice. Some advice from me to you. Okay, man? The thing is, so this lady, she's a human, right? So you just talk to her. Just talk to her like you would anyone else. Oh, you like Wubby? Let's share a common interest. Let's just hang out. You know what I mean? And then, if the stars align, who knows? You might get those tits for free, brother. Maybe you're talking to your wife right now. You don't know? Who knows, my man? 117, bro was still at work. Oh, I don't want to analyze this poor guy. I feel like he's been through enough. This faceless figure might be watching stream right now like, man. Bro was on lunch break. Man, let him live, bro. Let him live. Imagine he replied with, yo, offer still stands. Can I be honest with you? At that point, I'm actually giving him the thumbs up. At that point, that kind of trickles into fortune favors the bold territory. And if he hit me up like that, at that point, I'm sending him my tits. I'm just saying. It's perfect. You can go back to their place and watch stream. I cannot believe that people have used that. I cannot. Hey, oh, you're a fan of Wubby? Let's go back to my place and watch Wubby. Talk about an instant turnoff. God damn, go to dinner, bro. Go to a movie. What are you doing watching me? My wife and I fuck to your streams all the time. I don't believe you. So I had dinner last night with the fam, with mi papa. And I gotta tell you, hanging out with my dad just leads to stories. And I got a quick one for you, because you're gonna love this. And my dad, by the way, loves you guys. And he's like, when are we going to do another stream? And I'm like, Dad, no, they're going to love you and then they're going to hate you. I got to bring you out in small doses or you're going to be like me. And they're going to slowly turn on you. So we'll do another stream with my dad soon. We went out to eat. It was nice. And we ordered edamame. You guys know edamame. Everyone loves edamame. Those little bean snap pea bullshit things. Okay, they have the nice little outer shell. It's not a shell, but right, you pop them. Suck them out. Never had it.
What?
You never had it? Anyway, my father hadn't had it either. So soybeans, that's right. So we're all eating, whatever. And I'm like, oh, Dad, you haven't had edamame. You should try some. And my dad's sitting there and he's like, oh, yeah, I'll have another one. He's like, I'm already having them right now. He's like, I'll take another once I'm finished getting this one down. And I'm like, what do you mean getting this one down? And he's like, it's so chewy. It's hard to like swallow. And I'm like, Dad, are you eating the whole thing? And he's like, I don't know. Are you not supposed to? And he spits out this like, he's gotten almost nowhere with the pod of it. He's barely gotten through it. And he's like, I don't know. And he spits it. I'm like, Dad, there's little pea beans inside you pop in your mouth. And he goes, how was I supposed to know? This dude, out of politeness, was sitting there at the table just, oh, no, they're good, son. I really like them. Fair. Well, hold on. It gets worse. So you know how that, like, if you go to not even a nice place, if you go almost anywhere, they'll bring you edamame, and then they'll bring you a little bowl, an empty bowl, where the table or you, whoever, can put the empty pods in. So as we're wrapping up, my dad, this is something that my dad has taught me. This is probably a fair reason, at least, why I'm overweight. Thanks, Dad. It's all your fault. But as we're leaving, my dad is clearing every plate. Every single plate. Like he's just, we cannot leave food. There cannot be food. We've taken the leftovers, and he's clearing everything. So my dad reaches for the edamame, and he sees what appears to be a gold mine of a bunch of edamame that people have left behind. And he takes a few of them, and he pops them in his mouth. And as he's doing it, he's so fast. He's like a cat finding a treat they can't have. He pops maybe five of these just shells of edamame that other people at the table have been sucking on. And I'm like, Dad, no, those are the pods. What are you doing? Okay, here's where it's like kind of Chad energy, but also like maybe old man pride. He goes, still tastes good. Chews them for a bit, spits them out. There was garlic seasoning on them, a little spicy paste on them. Oh, still tastes good. And spits them out. You can say Chad all you want. I think that's what you do when you're in too deep. You know what it is? It's just like poverty brain. It's dementia. He touched the chicken. He did. Thank you for saying that. That means a lot. He definitely touches chicken with that attitude. That's what I'm saying. Your dad is the GOAT. He's great. He's really, you know, can I show you guys something? That's literally just grabbing gum from the bottom of the table, chewing it and putting it back. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I got to show you this. I wasn't going to show you guys this, but my dad wants me to show you guys this. My dad presented something to me the other day that I need to share with you guys well, it made me almost cry, and that probably won't mean a lot to you, but it meant a lot to me. It's not a Dewey, and I'm actually going to show you. This is it, okay?
Your dad would be that guy that drinks from the bowl of water that you're supposed to wash your hands in at the fancy restaurants.
A sink? So my dad presented this to me, because, in his words, because he's finished with it, is what he was saying. So my dad, and this... It kind of chokes me up even looking at it because it's ridiculous. It's funny, but it's also like the sweetest thing that I've ever seen. It's not a Dewey. I hate to disappoint that this is just sweet. So it is a framed photo of a bunch of smaller photos from my stream. And it's my dad with his phone taking pictures of moments from stream. Okay, but it's of the view count when the view count was a number that he thought was exciting and specific. So let me show you these view counts that he's taken pictures of. This took my dad, I was talking to my dad about it. This took him years. And he's like, yeah, I would stare at the view count with my phone ready to take a photo the second it happens. Here's zero. He was so proud. He goes, zero is rare because it has to like glitch for it to happen. He goes, here's one. And then this is all he was able to accomplish. 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 8888. Here's 9,000 on the dot. 99999. 10,000 on the dot. 11111111. 12,000 on the dot. This one's 14,000 on the dot. 15,000 on the dot. Another 15 on the dot. We have 30,000 on the dot from when we did the box break. And then he did the finale of the prices scuffed. And this my dad was just like, yeah, this took me years. He's like, it started in COVID or like before COVID. This one's from COVID, dude. This was years of him sitting there getting ready to take a picture. And I know that Twitch view count, you can do, you know, whatever, but like, this wasn't that. These aren't screenshots. This is, you can look closely. You can see that it's a photo of a screen as my dad just sat there in his home taking pictures. It really gets me kind of choked up. I'm not even going to lie. Actually crying. It's so, it's very sweet. And it's probably my most prized possession in my entire life now. God, it's, he built different. It's literally so adorable. I know. He's so just, I know what tools he has at his disposal for something like this, and I know that this man just sat there staring at the view count, waiting for Twitch to randomly update it to the exact numbers. And he did this for years. He did this for years. I wish my dad was thoughtful. Hey, bro, I'm going to teach you something, okay? I'm going to show you a little secret, a little cool thing that you can do. This is the amazing thing, right? Your dad's impact can end with you. And then you can be this dad for someone
else. Adorable, but if it were sent in by a chatter to P.O. Box, you'd slam that guy for his autism.
Yeah, because it's my father. I'm sorry, but you're so fucking autistic. Just like if my dad came up and gave me a big hug and picked me up and kissed me on the cheek, I would go, oh my gosh, my father loves me. And if one of you did it, I would yes, dude. If my dad walked in the room right now, I'd probably jump up and hug him. If you, are you?
Dad had a stroke last year and I miss him being able to do things like that.
Seriously. Hey man, I hear you. I hear you.
Hey son, I learned about this thing called Inspect Element today. I could have faked this whole time.
That's the beauty, though. See, that's what makes this so special to me is that that's what I even love more. It's a photo of a screen. My dad doesn't even understand I know what you mean. It's not, I don't find it to be like, it's obvious. Yeah, like, I know what you mean. You can change these things and it doesn't really matter. Hell, I could, whatever, right? But the point is that is my father. He didn't, and it was real, and I can prove it. You can see some chatters, by the way, though. Some of you chatters have made it to my most prized possession. I'll read out some names here, okay? Some of you made it in. Some by the name of CamX120. You're in here. There's a lot of Fallen fans, though. GR Willis is in one of these. Sly Zeus is in this. Young Locke, okay? Psychonon, you're in one of these. Zazo, I don't know if you watch. I don't even recognize some of these names. Some of these I do recognize. That's it. Those are the only ones whose full name is in here. Also, this one sucks. There's a screenshot here. We can't see who says it, but they just say something, something, lie about coming. Yeah, my dad didn't catch that, but that's because he's just innocent. Man, this is my most prized possession. Fuck all y'all. And you know what? Yeah, to that dude who said, I wish my dad was thoughtful, just be thoughtful. You be more thoughtful, and then it's net positive. Anyway, I wanted to share that little humanity with you guys, you know? Oh, real quick. My dad told me a story that I wanted to. I can't remember if I told you guys before we do High Lefty Loose here. Did I tell you about the story of my dad taking my old hentai mobile before it was a hentai mobile to get washed? Did I ever tell you guys that story? If I didn't, I gotta tell it real quick. When I was still living with my faja as a young pup, okay, my dad very kindly wanted to surprise me by washing my car. He wanted to take it to the car wash. So he goes and takes my GTI, which has a sunroof. Okay, that's important. And he takes it to the car wash just on his own. My dad randomly would put gas in my car just to be sweet. And I thought that was very kind because it helped me out. I was only driving to work and like to Denny's with my friends. So I was a good kid and my dad took care of me. Anyway, my dad takes it in and it's one where you sit and you put the car in neutral and it just slowly takes you through the whole car wash, whatever. And then he would get out and detail it. So he starts to notice my dad in this car wash starts to notice a couple little drips coming in through the ceiling that very quickly turn into an entire flow of water coming in through the sunroof. And I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but sheer panic sets in. Suddenly, at once where my father understands how to open and close a sunroof, he just has no clue what to do. And it's just pouring in. Water is just pouring. He gets soaked. The seats get soaked. It is so awful. So my dad, he just has to sit there and take it, by the way, as the car is just flooding with water. My car, one of my only possessions at the time, something I had to save up, get a loan for. So as he's pulling out, he goes to the, this is so sad, and I feel so bad because I know we were broke. I know we were broke, but my dad did this. He went to the car wash owner and bought every towel they had available and just started panic drying. And he told me this story just last night. I'd heard it before, and he was like, I was so scared you were going to be so mad. I just started cleaning and doing everything and airing it out. I was so worried because I took your car to surprise you and I drenched it. Long story short, he never washed my car again. But I'll have you know, I wasn't mad at him at all because he did a really good job. And you know what? I'll say this. The car smelled nicer than it did when he took it. He had me fooled. He didn't even have to tell me because he did a really good job drying it out. He let it air out. He told me this, dude. I forgot about this. He said on the way home after doing that, he took a few extra hours. He parked it in the sun, left the doors open, and went for a walk. He's like, it's not dry enough. So he found the sunniest little area in San Diego, parked it, locked it, kept it open, and went for a little walk. This was probably close to 10 years ago at this point, which is disgusting to think about. That's vile to think. This was probably nearly 10 years ago at this point. Whew. God damn. So cute. Your dad is the sweetest human, you know? Good. You can look up to him. Don't look up to me. Look up to him. I love Louisiana dry rub. That sounds like some shit you'd get like a gas station, you know, from like a really skinny lizard woman. Can I get one? Dude, I just remembered a story. Hold on. Did I save it? No. Did I close it? No. Where is it? No, I don't have it. There was a story in, I think it was in Toronto. Hold on. Man pretends to be woman online glory hole. Hold on. Oh, is this it? Is this it? Heavy Wevy, how are you so on top of these things? I give you like, eight. Yes, this is it. Okay, I got to read this to you. This is so funny. Toronto man guilty of sexually assaulting two men after using fake female identity. Okay, what? What could that possibly mean? On two separate occasions, Tony St. Sphere tricked two men into believing they were talking to a woman online and invited them over to his Toronto home to have anonymous sex through a hole in a sheet hanging in a doorway. Now, I want to be real. That is straight up sexual assault. Hold on. We're going to put a pin in it right there. That's not okay, and that's bad. But I would like to say, if you are engaging in anonymous sex, meaning glory hole, sheet hole, this is just my opinion now. You are assuming all risks that you don't know what identity is attached to that mouth. I'm sorry, but the whole allure of a glory hole is you don't know. You don't know, baby. You forfeit all assurance. Yep, let's keep reading. The ruse came to an end when a second man pulled the sheet down. You gotta hear how this is written. The ruse came to an end when a second man pulled the sheet down to find Sphere cowering on the ground in a black wig. Oh my god. Do you think he like beat the shit out of him or just called the cop? Dude, can I be honest with you? I'm not even lying to you guys. If this happened to me and I ripped the sheet down and there was a small, like, Canadian man on the other side, I would stand there silently. I would pull my pants up and I would go home. And on the drive home, I'd be like, man, Would I call the cops? No. You know what it reminds me of? My friend made a post on Reddit like years ago. He goes, yo, I just got robbed selling weed. Can I call the cops? You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do? I would not want to be in this case publicly. I would go home and be like, I got got. Like, you can't, you, I'm not, you. This guy should get in trouble. The dude who did this. But the two dudes who showed up, you gotta be smarter than that.
What the hell are you?
Can you imagine putting your dick through a glory hole and meeting another dick as you put it in? Like, what do you, like, that's gotta be a whole thing. Like, you sit down in the toilet and you see the glory hole and you're like, oh shit. So you give one of these and you hear the reply back from the, and so you go, okay, zip. And you go and you just end up smushing your hard cock into another hard cock. Listen, we've all seen glory hole porn. Okay. I've seen glory hole porn. Okay. And it's really only hot from one side. By the way, very set up, not real. It's like porn, obviously fake porn, right? But it's hot from the side that has the giant black cock hanging out of a wall. But what's not hot is from the side of a basically naked dude just... How do we know that the dude is a dude's dick? Brother, if you see a penis at a glory hole, I think you are relatively safe to assume that you need to begin sucking.
I'm gonna go get some duct tape.
Oh, now, hold on a second there, Frank. Before you go sticking anything through that hole, you might want to consider that on the other side of this wall, more often than not, there's a dude.
No, that's... I'm telling you, I feel that porn has ruined what our idea of glory holes are. Ladies and gentlemen, glory holes are a way for a man or a dick owner to get their dick sucked by, let's call a spade here, a gay man. Let's go, boys. But we can all have our fun this way. It's really a way for everyone to get what they want. Because I'd say if 10 people suck a dick from a glory hole, maybe one of them's a woman, maybe two, maybe. But at the end of the day, that's the beauty. I'm going to let Dennis explain it.
But you can't see through the wall.
Exactly.
So how do you know it's not a girl? I mean, I could just picture a girl and then it's good.
Right. Well, some might find that method effective, but it's a dangerous game you're playing, Frank.
Supposing the other guy is picturing a girl also.
How's he going to do that with a dick in his mouth?
I don't know. That's his problem.
True.
We're filling it in.
Oh, man. I love... Oh, that was so good. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, let me keep reading this article. Ontario Court Justice Kathy Mocha convicted a 33-year-old of 2 counts of sexual assault. That's a tricky case, though, really. Given the victims had been misled about the identity of their sexual partner. On Friday, so that means one of the victims, like, had their whole moment and finished.
You quickly look over the top of the stall first? Is that against glory hole rules?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The entire... If you look at who's blowing you, then just exit the hole and have sex with this person. You're missing the point. God, that is quite... I'm really picturing this. What an operation this guy had. And he must have been getting too into it. I'm going to be honest with you guys here. I think the first guy, like, 100% knew and just was cool with it. But then when the sexual assaulter got outed, he's like, oh, I have to be mad. I'm not a gay man. Oh, he assaulted me. The first dude was so okay with it. There's no... How could you not know, bro? A sheet? I would know instantly. You got it. It's a sheet. On Friday, she sends him to 28 months in prison. That's it? 28 months in prison? That's it? Chad, if you got a couple years to give up, you could... I mean, that's crazy. That's it. 28 months? Hello? Probably be let out earlier, too. That's nothing. Someone in chat just asked, why didn't he just say that he identifies as a woman? That's an interesting question. Because he has integrity. Ah, yes. The dude lying to dudes to suck their dick through a sheet had integrity. Ah, yes. Ah, he had too much integrity on his plate. I had an ex that had anonymous anal sex with someone. He said they met when it was dark and they blindfolded him so he never saw him. 100% had to be another dude. I refuse to believe it could have been a woman. Ask yourself this. Do you know any women who would have anonymous blindfolded anal sex? And if you do, what, where, so we can avoid them? Because there's no history of their female identity. That's a good, thank you. That actually sounds like a real answer to that question that chatter asked. Thank you, actually. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. We joke, and I've been making a lot of jokes about it. I don't think you could pay me to stick my dick through a glory hole. That has got to be one of the most frightening, disease-ridden, scary fucking things I've ever heard in my life. Are you kidding me? You guys actually put your dick in glory holes? That sounds like AIDS Highway, bro. That sounds like STD the show. Are you kidding me? Y'all are doing this shit? You have so many glory hole stories? What if they just cut off your pee-pee? That's crazy. There's no way. That doesn't happen, right? Private party glory holes are different. That's different. Nah, no private party. I'm talking like a club bathroom. I'll be honest with you. Imagine you're just a straight man trying to take a shit and a dick just slides in center frame. I'd probably flick it. Or I don't even know what I would do. I would probably cry. I don't even know. I'd probably start crying. Hold on, I gotta finish reading this article because it gets funnier. It's the violation of personal integrity and negating of the victim's rights. He is seeking release on bail pending the outcome of his appeal. He's appealed this. He said, no, I didn't mislead these men. He said he maintains he was wrongfully convicted and that his convictions rested on a legal error. You don't understand, Your Honor. They wanted a man to suck their dick. Radar. Oh, there's more. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Oh, no. Hold on. He really fucked up here. Okay. The men were told they were communicating with a woman named Angela, who had access to his home. The judge concluded that Angela was entirely fictitious. Okay. There was no evidence or remorse. Oh, no. The method he used of the glory hole, he used a wig. He told the victims they had to be quiet, and he wouldn't speak to them. These all help maintain the illusion that he created in his communications that these... Oh my God, how many fucking people did he do this with? This is crazy. As with most victims of sexual assault, they wonder if somehow they were at fault. Oh, this is sad. Oh, these poor guys. Well, chat, let this be a lesson. Don't glory hole. Bro, it's blowjobs. He was doing the Lord's work. Y'all, dude, some of y'all are crazy. I know a hot girl that worked at a truck stop just for glory hole action. She's a lot lizard, and there's a whole Discord community for it. I want to get off this train. I'm over it. So I was in the Gamersups Porsche, okay? The beautiful brand risk Porsche.
First time in stream, but saw a clip of you licking deodorant and had to come sub.
You know, thank you. Actually, no, thank you. If you're the kind of person who will see a clip like that and come give me money, that's a real one. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Anyway, so I'm in the Porsche, which, by the way, everywhere I go gets compliments. Weird motherfuckers. I'll say this. You would think driving around such an expensive, incredible vehicle would attract all the ladies. I've never had a single time an attractive woman come up and compliment my car. It's men as overweight as I am. God bless them. I always say if I was just fully gay, this would be GG easy. I'd retire. So I'm driving around, okay? And I, yesterday, cheat day, vibing, having some snackies, I'm going to hit up In-N-Out in the old Porsche. Just a real baller thing to do. Get In-N-Out. What do I get? Easy. Double, hold the tomato. Okay? I'm not a pedophile, no thank you. I'll take regular onions, not grilled, animal-style fries, and a strawberry shake. Ooh, I'm treating myself. So... the drive-thru is long, and I'm annoyed because I get handed my shake first as I'm still sitting waiting for the rest of my food, and I'm like, I take a sip, and if you don't have to suck hard, that means this thing's been sitting out. And I'm already sucking it, and I'm like, man, it's already getting kind of melted. Not quite, but kind of. I'm like, it's been sitting on the counter. I know they're busy, but whatever. I get my food. I'm on my way home. I hit traffic, right? It gets very trafficy. Eventually, I get off the freeway. I get on the street, and I get to a light. And it's just backed up. This is important. And I'm over-explaining because I want you guys to... I want you to love me. And I don't want you to hate me for what I'm about to say. And I hope Gamersubs doesn't hear this. But I know, you know, Streisand Effect, they're going to hear this. But it's all good now, okay? So I'm in stop-and-go traffic at this fucking light. And I'm just... there's this weird thing with me, okay? I like the warm parts of my meal... piping, and I like the cold parts of my meal as cold as they can get before they change forms. If I'm drinking something, it's got to be almost ice cold, like almost frozen, but not slush, right to that point. So my shake's melting, and I'm getting annoyed. I'm getting mad at all these people, and I'm damning them and hoping for a plague. I'm losing my mind. It's not autism. I'm going to pull up the interior of a Porsche real quick. It matters, okay? Just drink it. I don't want to just drink it I don't want to just drink it because I dip my fries in it. Please don't judge me. Just let me tell the story. Okay. Oh, this is perfect. This is literally what the interior looks like. All right, chat, you're in my Porsche with me now. Let me show you guys. This is literally exactly what it looks like. All right. So you're driving in my Porsche. Okay. So I'm at a light and the cup holder's down here. This is where it was sitting. Okay. But I'm like, I'm going to get judged for this so fucking hard. I'm like, I need to do whatever I can to keep this drink even a little bit more cold. So what do I do? So here are the vents. I prop my milkshake right in this, see where the mouse is circling? Right in this little area. I prop it right there, and I set the AC to high, and I pump the AC at it. Because I'm sitting here, and I'm at a light, and it's traffic, and I'm like, it's stop and go, it's whatever. So and it's fitting there kind of nicely, like right over these little knobs. It's perfect. It's perfect. Done that before? Okay, I'm not the only one. Am I not the only one who's done this? Anyway, so if you guys know where this is going, I made it home safely and enjoyed my beverage. No, so, you know, I guess I'm stupid, but enough time had passed that apparently I forgot that it was there, I guess. Because I went and I was driving. Keep on, I was driving straight. I think this is why I forgot. I was driving straight for so long and at such a low speed, I didn't even think about it. Anyway, I get to my light. It's time to make a left-hand turn, and I make that left-hand turn. And, I forgot the shake was there, and the shake tips and falls and spills all over the interior of my Porsche. Vibe, just vibe. Let it happen. It's all good, folks. Don't worry about it. And I'll tell you right now, it's one of those things where no one's in the car. Oh! So, yeah, I had to drive home with shake on my lap, on the center console, in the car seats. It wasn't a good situation, but when I got home, and you know what the worst part of it all is? I'm just trying to min-max my enjoyment for my In-N-Out, and as a result, my shake got ruined, and my food ended up being cold by the time I was able to eat it after cleaning out the interior. I'm like, demon! So anyway, I spilled shake all over my Porsche, and it was a really embarrassing thing. I had to drive home, and it made me sad I was sticky. Wubby, I would love to put my pee-pee in you while we sit in dirty poo water. Hey, thanks for the five, bro. I appreciate it. I actually chipped my cock today pretty bad. I got these little rainbow band-aids now on my penis. Chipped? Yep, I chunked it. I chunked it today. Not good. No good. Really nervous about it. Not happy with it either. Be careful out there, boys. I was on Reddit, and I was looking at a thread where the Prophet of Drip was posted. As you guys know, we made the Prophet of Drip real, and it was a thing, dude. It was a moment. It was an internet moment for the boys, right? We had people trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. New people got introduced to us because it was just so... It was iconic. It was beautiful. Don't shave. I'm going to do what I want with my pubic hair. I'll eat it. I'll cook it up in a pancake, bitch. I'll do whatever the fuck I want. I'll paint it on my face. What are you going to do about it? It's my pubic hair. You can't control it. You can't tell me what to do with what my body creates. Okay? Thank you. It was exciting because I saw this post, and it was people from outside the Wubby community essentially getting exposed to me and then reacting. And I love to see that because it's got to be a trip for people to see this random person they've never heard of making a statue out of it. It's ridiculous, right? Anyway, okay. But as I'm scrolling, I come across a comment, and you know me. I'm too petty to let things go. Now, I'm not going to sit here. This isn't a destruction. In fact, one thing I'm going to try to do right now is I've actually blurred the people's names involved because I want to show that just because you're retarded doesn't mean I need to ruin your life, okay? Please don't go attack people. I just wanted to show this, okay? I just want to show this. Okay, don't nobody go attack. If you do, I'm banning you. If we find out, you're banned, all right? That's why I also blurred the names. But anyway, on this thread. It was simply a post that showed the Prophet of Drip and said, Wubby created this. There was this guy. Check this out. It's super cool. And for the most part, everyone was like, this is crazy or this is stupid. Whatever, right? Then there's a comment with about 100 upvotes. And I'm going to read it to you guys now, and then I'm going to show it to you. Comment with 100 upvotes reads as follows. This guy is such a piece of shit, though. Right out the gate. I am just an irredeemable piece of shit. Here's the thing, right? It's pretty normal for when I get mentioned on the internet, someone's going to be really mad at me for something they can't quite quantify. That seems to be what happens, right? It's like, yeah, I remember this thing. Well, it doesn't matter if I remember correctly. I just know I hate him because someone at some point at along the line somewhere told me I hate him. So I hate him now, right? So here we go. It says, this guy is such a piece of shit, though. And by the way, I don't go scroll down to the negative comments to where you don't even see. This had 100 likes. So I was like, oh, God. Why? So 100 other retards agreed with him. So here we go. I used to be a really big fan. My wife and I watched all his streams. First off, I don't believe you. I never believe you. I don't believe fallen fans are actually fallen fans. I really, truly don't. I don't at all. Then one day, now here we go. Get ready. He's about to quantify that 100 people agreed with why he hates me. Why am I such a just, I mean, unforgivable piece of shit? You ready? One day, he's telling a story about he and his friends at a casino. Anyone who's actually a fan right now is probably already rolling their eyes out of their skull. Getting drunk and loud, and the worker asked them to keep it down. He then found the manager, offered to pay the manager a year of the worker's salary, and asked to fire him on the spot. If you're seeing Keck W's right now, if you're seeing No Fucking Ways right now, it's because those people actually remember the story. They were there for that stream, right? This is the kind of, dude, this right here is why I said the other day, you can be the sweetest fucking peach on the planet, and some people just don't like peaches. It, like, this is why I don't even try to act like, this is why I go for the jokes. This is why I say, hey, I don't think I'm a good person. I'm just a person. You know why? Because no matter what you put out there, someone's going to hate you. So I'm just going to be me anyway. Yeah, I say fucked up things. I'm probably not on the front lines of being progressive or anything. But this is the why I do it. It's for people like this, because this guy could have gotten mad at me for actual things and then probably I would ignore the comment and move on. But he chose the wrong, like, it's like, what? Okay, hold on. Wubby found the manager of the facility and offered to pay him a year of the worker's salary to fire him on the spot. I'm reading this verbatim. Thankfully, it didn't work. As far as I'm concerned, this is absolutely disgusting behavior. And it shows me that Wubby is a shitty human being. And shitting. Here we go. This is the best part. Ready? Now, keep in mind, this man has now fabricated a story, and with that fabricated story, he ends with this. Fuck that guy forever. Like, those are some insanely vitriolic, angry words. Fuck that guy forever. First off, right, let's say the story is true, which it's not, and we're going to prove that here in a second. Let's pretend that this story is true. Fuck him forever? Really? I think I'm going to reserve that for people who, like, I don't know. I'd probably reserve fuck that guy forever for, like, evil, crime committing. I don't even want to get into it, but I would probably reserve my fuck that guy forever for, like, I don't know. I was watching Paradise Lost the other day. I'd probably say fuck that guy forever to the people involved in that, right? You know what I mean? Jesus Christ, man. At worst case in your fabricated story, I sound like a pretentious douche. Worst case. But unfortunately for you, the entire story was documented and a Wub Cub was there to link it to you. So let's get into that. Hold on. First, let's show you this comment. I didn't make it up. He's shown who he really is, and I'm not impressed. Well, to you and your big fat fatty wife, okay, I wish you both the worst. I honestly hope one day this reaches you, and I honestly hope that you eventually look into what you said. And it causes such turmoil in your marriage, you both die alone, weeping into your obesity. I really hope that happens. You big fat fatty losers. You're so fucking stupid. You know what's worse too is you were linked the evidence to the contrary and you disappeared because you always do. You always do. And I have the courtesy to blur your name because God forbid I, actually I'm going to do it right now. This dude is a pedophile. He's a pedophile. This dude literally fucks kids. See, I can just make shit up too. I can make shit up too. And in fact, I'm going to do that. You fuck kids. You 100% fuck kids. This is not a joke. I have it on good. This from my memory. Granted, I'm just trying to remember it. I remember hearing that you fuck kids a lot with your wife. See? We can just make shit up, can't we? It's fun, isn't it, to just go around spreading shit, isn't it? You heard that too, chat. You heard that too. That's crazy that we can just go do that. Here's what I don't get, right? I think they expect me to not see it. They expect me to not see it because it's so easily refuted that they're like, I can just say whatever I want, right? So, okay, he said this. Here's the proof that this person said it. And I want to be clear. I blurred the name because I don't want to sink to the level of just making shit up, right? This is fucked up. It's fucked up. And what's fucked up, here's why I know this is fucked up. There are people who maybe heard of me. Maybe they were fans of Critical and they heard about me, but they don't really watch me now, right? There's people like that exist. They're going to see this comment and they're going to go, I can't believe Wubby did that. And that's why we get another one of these comments with 100 upvotes in another thread. And that's why I have no problem sitting here and being like, hey, this is fucking stupid, and allow me to prove it just in case anyone from this comment section, even if one person is in this stream going, I can't believe he said that, well then, allow me to prove it wrong. It's that easy. There was a headline about me being transphobic, and I hate trans people, all this shit, a headline about that. That headline from a single article has followed me for like 6 years. 6 years. All you have to do is watch one stream to realize I'm not transphobic at all. And then there was another one. I remember there was someone like who wrote an article about like just bullshitting about me being racist. And I remember I reached out to an attorney and they reached out to them, instantly took the article down. I wish I would have done that before with the transphobia one, but it's been way too long. Anyway, okay, so this guy said this, whatever. And then immediately under, okay, this guy just takes it all at face value and goes, okay, so fire the guy on the spot, call him tomorrow and split the money with him. What world are you people living in? What is this fantasy world that y'all have invented? Like, what? A fool and his money are easily separated. My brother ink tips fedora, wiggles toes. A fool and his money are easily separated. This is the most Reddit moment I've ever seen. And worst of all, like, normally this shit just gets downvoted and everybody forgets, right? But the fact that people are sitting there like, lay upvote, narwhal bacon, it made my berries get jerried. I was triggered, brother. I was triggered by this, straight up. Because I'm like, what's wrong with these fucking retards? And then this guy, I can't tell if this is a copypasta. I'm like so out of touch. And then here we go. I wouldn't put it here's my favorite part. We got defenders now of the original post. Listen, I don't actually know if he did this, but he is a piece of shit. I don't actually know. I actually don't even have any horse in this race. He is an unforgivable human monster. He just is. It's like, okay. I'm going to sign off on this. What were you guys talking about? I know what I've heard. See, here's the thing, right? If this guy made a comment that said, hey, some of the jokes Wubby made in the past were super offensive. And personally, I think he's done harm by making racist jokes, by saying the word retard, by telling people to kill themselves. So I don't consume his content because I don't want to support something like that. You know what I would do? I would upvote that. Because it's like, okay, that's a fair criticism. And then you don't have to watch. That's totally based. Super cool. But like, why are you going to fabricate? Okay, so we're still talking about this story. So then this guy, we'll get to this, responded. And he said, hey, maybe post the clip. Wubby claims that he wasn't drunk during this. So the guy was already lying. B, Wubby initiated the conversation with a pit boss because the table worker was being a jerk and about saying the word fuck at a casino table, not yelling it. Hold on, this is not even a true representation of it, because I went back and I rewatched the whole story to make sure I wasn't out of line. See, Webby said it was a joke, ultimately, and claimed that if the pit boss or supervisor took his offer to fire Jerry, the casino worker, that Webby wouldn't have actually done it. It was a colorful story about bad customer service. His humor isn't for everyone, I get that, but at least recite the story correctly. So I pulled up the clip, and I would like to encourage everybody, anybody who's on the fence about this clip, I would really like to encourage you to go watch it all. Here's what's funny about this story. I cut to one point in it, and if you think I'm cherry picking, I would really strongly encourage anyone to go watch this story again. But something funny that happened, I called this before it even happened. Here is that clip. It's subtle, but listen. Ready? Here we go. G Fuel. LSF banner. Old glasses. Here it is. Ready? Listen to what I say. Listen very carefully. Here I am in the story. I'm about to talk about the part where I say I offered to buy Jerry's job off of him. Right? I offered to get him fired. Right? And I knew that was kind of an edgy thing to say. Listen to what I say very carefully. I called what was going to happen. I go, now, this is a joke. I can't wait for this to get clipped. Before even saying the part, I preface it by saying, by the way, this is a joke because I know someone's going to clip this shit. This happened. I'm not even lying. This happened almost 2 years ago. And 2 years later, a couple hours ago, people are still, more than 100 of you are still thinking about this clip, and going, oh, I remember it, except I'm going to change every single detail about it to make it worse. Oh, yeah, that's insane. Dude, it's obsessive. It's obsessive. It's like, tell me you're bitter without telling me you're bitter. That's crazy. And also, to what Fitz just said, I rewatched the story, and I'm going to say it with my whole chest. Fuck Jerry. Jerry, I was there. Hey, retard Redditor, okay? Guess what? You weren't there. By the way, fuck Jerry. I remember that. That worker was a huge piece of shit.
Judging him after all.
He was a huge fucking asshole. He was so unbelievably rude to my group of friends and I. Okay, he really was. He was a huge fucking asshole. You weren't fucking there. And you know what, dude? Let me tell you right now. If I could find out where you worked, little Redditor man, I would buy you out of your job too. I'd buy your wife out of her job. Okay? I'd burn your house down in front of you. All right? You want me to be the rich asshole? I'll be a fucking rich asshole, dude. Have fun at work on Monday. No, but for real though, what's wrong with you? I'm here to defend the person. Also, and I gotta really say this because here we go. Yeah, you want me to pull back the curtain a little bit? Let's pull back the curtain, right? Most people who watch my stream get this. The people who stick around definitely do. You can't say you're a fan. I know you're not a fan because you would get this unless you're fucking retarded, which I'm thinking you are retarded right now. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. Most of the story's made up. Is that what you want to hear? You want to hear that? You're defending a fictional character. Is that what you want? It's called, you go to a Louis C.K. show and boo him when he corners you and jerks off in front of you? No, you don't, because you know it's part of the act. The point I'm making is you don't go watch somebody do shtick and go, is this true? Because if it is, I need the number of the person you bullied. Bro, stop. The Wiggles is more your speed. You need something slower. All right, put on Cocomelon and decompress with your wife. Yeah, that sounds like that's what you need. Was it all a lie? It's not that it's a lie, but obviously I make stories more interesting. Most of my stories have a base in truth. Something's true that has happened. There was a dealer named Jerry who was a huge asshole to us. We did talk to a pit boss, yes. But I have to make the story entertaining, so I do things to make it entertaining. When I hear people defending people that only exist to them through the story I tell, I always laugh. Because I go, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You have no idea. Anyway, why do I even care? Because I was just blown away that these posts, I see all the time people calling me racist online. There was another comment in here that called me racist, and I'm not even going to show it to you because who cares? Yeah, okay. I get that more. Fine. You can call me racist. I'm never going to win you over. I get why people call me whatever. Fine. I'm never going to win you over. I won't even argue against that. I've never heard somebody cite the... I mean, you guys really got to think about this. I've never seen somebody cite the Jerry story as evidence that I am a fuck him forever piece of shit. Like, it really made me go, damn, I am a sweet peach, but this guy's just a bitch, you know? I'm not racist. It's the character. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Wubby's poop suit. Wubby's poop suit. I can't tell if you're joking or not, but if you are being serious, I want to get you. No, no, no. Don't time him out. Peanut, no. Wubby's poop suit. I can't tell if you're serious, but let's get on a call. I'm not racist. It's the character I play 24/7. Can you tell me what I've said that was racist? Let's get on a call right now. Actually, you know what? I am going to fight the racist allegations. Can you get on the call right now and tell me what I've said that was racist? I would like to do this now because I'm not actually racist. This is I don't like arguing this because I think it even sinks to your level. But let's do it. If you're talking about a joke I made that used the N-word 5 years ago, that I don't think that makes me racist. I think you can say I made a racist joke, maybe. I don't think the joke was racist. I think I used a racist word in a joke. But I'm not racist. I'm not a racist person. So let's go. Let's get on a call. Let's fucking do this. I'm waiting. Reach out to Ahmad, please. Because you're saying I play a racist character 24/7. So not only does that imply my entire stream is just racism, but that implies the camera stops, I go into my personal life, and I continue to just output racist. Please, let's go. Please. Please, my brother. Please. Let's have this conversation then. To the people who are saying you're so mad, here's what I'm going to do, okay? To the people who are saying you're just so mad, that's totally fair. So here's what I need. Send me your name. Send me what you look like. I'm going to put your image on screen, and then I'm just going to make shit up about you. And then when you are getting, like, tons of people making assertions about who you are as a person, I'm going to go, why are you mad? Why are you mad, Vozo? Are you actually mad? Check DMs. Oh, okay. Webby's poop suit is innocent. Peanut, can you please get me on a call? I was just copying and pasting what somebody else said, I swear. I saw it. I thought it was funny. Please. I obviously have people who hate me that watch me every single stream. And okay, I like I said, I'm not here to win over the people that hate me. I just found this whole post to be frustrating and entertaining, right? So this person defending me said, linked. You know what I like? You don't even have to defend me. Just link the clip. Let somebody decide for themselves, right? Because I think at the end of the day, that's what I want. I want you to go, oh, I watched it and I don't agree with your conclusion. And that's cool. We can both go our separate ways. Even if the dude critical of me, if he just linked the clip, which he would never do, but if he did, I don't even think I would bring this up because then he's allowing people to draw their own conclusions. It's vague. You can't really argue with it unless you already know. Anyway, free poop suit. We will. So then this guy replied to him and I gotta read this. So the dude linked the clip and said, hey, you're not telling the truth. Here's the clip. Figure it out. Someone else, a different person, replied and said, nah, Wubby's just a fat loser. He's made racist hoax before. Here we go. This is where it gets crazy. He's a complete simp and hangs out with people like Amaranth because he can't get laid. I want to personally apologize to Amaranth because I don't even know how her name just got dragged into this. But me apparently, she is so untouchably evil that my association with her is a negative on my character. You hang out with hot chicks? You fucking gay piece of shit. Hold on. You're telling me you do professional and personal collaborations with someone who is one of the most popular sex workers on planet Earth? You're probably a lonely piece of shit incel. You fat fucking loser. And you know what? This is relevant to the post the other guy made. You know why? Because you're fat. Got him. Like, this one doesn't bother as much because this is like the hate I normally get. I can't. Hey, listen, I'm not beating the fat allegations. All right? I get it. I'm not beating the fat allegations. That's fair. If you're someone online who's like, I hate Wubby. Oh my God, why? He's too fat. I'd say, shit, all right. Ammo's a sweetheart, man. She doesn't deserve that. God, I can't imagine how much shit she must get online. Because the fact that somehow they just included her in this, it actually blew my mind. It made me laugh. If I brought up every time I saw a hate comment, that's all stream would be. So don't think this is going to be normal. Don't think this is going to be something I'm going to continue to do. It's not. It's not. However, this one particularly pissed me off. Did I get one guide? Yes, I did get one guide. But you know what? It's entertaining. I remember when Old Webby would read hate comments. Here's the deal. You want to know why I don't as much anymore? Because, and this is actually crazy to me. This is so crazy to me. Why don't I read hate comments anymore? One, people used to just hate me because it was fun and they liked to hate me. Whereas now, people will hate me for the potential that I'll read it out. They are clout seeking through hate. That's one. Two, there is real hate. There's real hate that I get. The biggest reasons why I stopped, you ready for this? It's because if I read a comment, I could ruin somebody's life at this point. And I'm taking responsibility for my own audience in some ways and saying, well, I need to pick and choose very carefully who I put on blast, right? Now, granted, if somebody does something little, we put them up, we joke, we move on, my audience isn't going to go ruin their life. But if some idiot on Reddit is like going in and I put their shit up and I do a 20-minute segment on them, yeah, you better hope there's no personal information attached because some dumbass who I don't want in my community is gonna go for you. And I don't want that, right? I blurred these names for a reason. I was vague for a reason tonight because no matter how much I beg people to not do that, they're gonna do that. And that's one of the biggest reasons I stopped doing like comment stuff. I'll say this, behind the scenes, I got messaged from, this was a long time ago. That's happened. And it's like people who tried to hurt me, people who were like really, really trying to hurt me, were talked about. And it was like, and then I got messages like, hey, can you stop? It's ruining our lives. And it's like, okay. Yeah. But like, how about stop then? So yes, number five, large fry is a thing of the past. Essentially. It is. It is a thing of the past, unfortunately. God, I cannot believe 2 years later, the fucking Jerry story is rearing its ugly head. The Jerry story! Go rewatch the Jerry story, chat. Go rewatch it, because Jerry fucking sucked. Booty, are you here right now? Booty was fuming. Wobby's on edge today. Thank you for the five. I do appreciate you. Thank you. I'm not on edge today. I'm going to be honest. I was in a really good mood before reading all that shit. I was in a really good mood. And it's not woe is me. I'm actually going to be in a really good mood in a couple minutes here. Yes, Booty. I'm livid. Oh, Booty. I remember. Dude, Booty, you were... Steam was coming off of you and you were dry. I couldn't explain it. I couldn't. I could ruin someone's life by reading out their comment. Also, fuck Jerry. Okay, hey, Delta is change. Go ahead, find Jerry. You already spelled his name wrong with a G because you're fucking retarded. So go ahead, Delta. Go ahead. Yeah, this is going to ruin Jerry's life, right? How long is it going to take you to figure out his name's not actually Jerry? Let's keep it up, dude. What else you got in that tank? Gee, you're firing at all cylinders on this one, Jerry with a G. Jesus Christ, if you watched the video, you'd see I even told you it wasn't Jerry. The title of this fucking stream spells Jerry's... I want to slap the mix shit out of you. You're so stupid. There was also other comments in that thread. I didn't screenshot them. I think they're that interesting. Someone was like, yeah, Wobby's racist. And then they cited... the Kai Cenat... what would you call it? The meetup he did that turned into like a crazy shit show. They cited that as an example of why I was racist. I had half a mind to throw myself in the thread and just link them clips of me saying the N-word on old YouTube videos. I'm like, bro, you're searching in the wrong. You're not even right, bro. Like you're just not correct. Listen, I'm never going to beat the charges. I get it. I just know that I don't live my life, you know, putting like, I don't care, you know, because when the lights are off and the stream's over and I eventually retire, I'm not going to walk away from the stream thinking anything of myself because some idiots on the internet thought differently. You know what I mean? I have my thoughts and my feelings about my old content. I've talked about it before, and maybe I should do it once a year to remind people how I feel about it. But at the end of the day, I understand that Tyler, the Creator, said it best. I'm misquoting this. How the fuck are you getting cyberbullied? Just close your eyes or turn off your, just close out of the tab. That's the way I feel about a lot of this stuff, right? Because it does feel like your world is closing in and falling apart when something online happens, right? But that's because your world is online. it's so cool. And that's going to happen one day, chat. We're all, at one point, everyone's going to watch their last Twitch stream. At one point, everyone, like, and when that happens, you're going to realize, like, I look at the other people in my life who aren't as online, right? And it's like, none of this shit matters.
Just wanted to